Monica plucked at the fringe on the Afghan tossed over the arm of the sofa. He wants an updated version of a traditional farmhouse with a big wraparound porch. A perfect place for children to play.
Whoa, aren't you getting a bit ahead of yourself? Greg laughed. They're not even married yet.
True. I don't even know if they want children. I think Jeff does, but I don't know about Lauren. Monica noticed Greg was looking at her very intently. She began to chatter nervously. I'm so excited for there to be a wedding here at Sassmanash Farm. I can picture the tent and the tables set with white tablecloths and cranberry-colored overlays. Monica stopped abruptly. I think I'm getting a little carried away. Of course, it will be up to Lauren and her mother to plan the wedding, not me, she laughed. Greg cleared his throat.
Speaking of weddings,
Monica felt her breath catch. Greg intertwined his fingers with Monica's and gave them a squeeze.
I'm hoping there will be another wedding here at the farm.
Greg turned toward Monica and took her chin in his hand, tilting her face up to his.
Ours. Monica Albertson, will you marry me?
A million thoughts ran through Monica's mind. Was this too soon? Did she know Greg well enough? Was she ready for this? But the only word that came out was yes. Later, as Monica was getting ready for bed, she reflected on her day. It had been like Michigan weather, where you could have sun, rain, and snow all on the same day. She'd had fun at the Flag Day celebration, uncovered a killer, been nearly drowned, learned of Jeff and Lauren's splendid news, and said yes to a marriage proposal. She fell asleep, dreaming about weddings under a tent out by the cranberry bogs.